From Spark and Anvil and Geometry Forge, this is Scout Scale, in Chapter 1 of the Geometry Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Scout Scale built tiny things, and the tiny things were never wrong. In the corner of the Geometry Forge Academy workshop, Scout kept a shoebox. And inside the shoebox was the kingdom's great stone bridge. Every arch, every pillar, every railing, shrunk down small enough to sit on a palm. Beside the shoebox stood a brass dial that Scout called the scaling wheel. Turn it one way and a shape grew. Turn it the other and it shrank. But however far it grew or shrank, Scout watched the corners like a hawk, and the corners never moved. Scout was young, quick, and a little ink-stained, with a carpenter's pencil behind one ear, more apprentice than master, and proud of it. A tall stork named Quill peered into the shoebox. "That's the Great Bridge," Quill said, surprised. "But it's wrong. It's far too small." Scout grinned and set the brass dial spinning. The little bridge swelled until it was the size of a real archway, then shrank back into the shoebox. "It's not wrong," Scout said. "It's scaled. Same shape, smaller size. Watch the angles. Every corner of my little bridge matches the real one exactly. Only the lengths changed, and they all changed by the very same amount. Let me show you how I know it's a true copy and not a fib."
Before the academy, Scout was apprenticed to an old model maker in a harbor town called Thimble, where the whole trade was making small. Scout's first real job was a model of Thimble's famous lighthouse for the Harbor Museum. Scout measured the real lighthouse, divided every length by 12, and built a little lighthouse exactly 1/12 as tall. But when it was finished, Scout stared at it with a sinking feeling. "It's so small. The real one is enormous, and mine fits in a basket. It can't really be the lighthouse. It's a fake."
The old model maker, a walrus with spectacles and endless patience, picked up the little lighthouse and held it next to a drawing of the real one. "You think small means false," he said. "Let's check. Is the doorway the same shape, same corners?" Scout looked. "Yes." "Is every part exactly 1/12 of the real part? The height, the width, the windows, all shrunk by the same 12? Scout had measured it 100 times. "Yes, all of them, the same 12. "Then it is not a fake," the walrus said gently. "It is similar. Same shape, same angles, every length shrunk by the same scale factor. A true model isn't a lie about a big thing. It's the big thing's exact shape, made a size you can hold." He set the little lighthouse down. "Small is not the same as wrong." Scout felt the sinking feeling lift and something steady and proud settle in its place. The model wasn't less than the lighthouse. It was the lighthouse. Its shape kept perfectly at a size that fit in 2 hands.
Years later, Scout brought the shoebox bridge to the Geometry Forge Academy and set it before the Academy Master, an ancient owl who had tested every teacher in the kingdom. The owl chalked 2 triangles on the board, a small one and a large one beside it. The large one was the small one, every side tripled. "Are these the same shape?" the owl asked. Scout did not guess. Scout checked the 3 corners of the small triangle against the 3 corners of the large one. Each angle matched its partner exactly. Then Scout measured. Every side of the big triangle was precisely 3 times its matching small side. "Same shape," Scout said. "Scaled by 3. They're similar, the angles are identical, and every length grew by the very same factor."
In the workshop, a frustrated young hedgehog named Dell shoved 2 paper triangles across the bench, 1 small and 1 large. "My teacher says these are the same shape," Dell huffed, "but 1's tiny and 1's huge. How can they be the same? They're nothing alike."
"Let's measure instead of squinting," Scout said. "2 checks, that's all. First, do the corners match?" Scout laid corner A of the small triangle against corner A of the large one. then B against B, then C against C. All three angles exactly equal. Good. Second, did every length grow by the same amount? Scout measured. The big sides were each exactly twice the small sides. Every one doubled. Scale factor of 2. Same shape, twice the size. They're similar. Del frowned. So similar means same shape, but maybe a different size? Exactly, Scout said. And here's the neat part. When the scale factor is 1, when nothing grows or shrinks at all, the two shapes aren't just similar. They're the very same size too. That's congruent, which is my friend Madam Motion's specialty. Congruent shapes are just similar shapes that happen to have a scale factor of 1. Same shape always, same size only sometimes. Del turned the two triangles over, one in each hand. So the big one isn't a different shape, it's the little one grown up. That's it exactly, Scout said, delighted.
When evening came and the workshop lamps burned low, Scout set the brass dial back to 1. So the shoebox bridge settled to its proper tiny size and tucked it safely away. Scout thought, the way Scout often did, about the little lighthouse in Thimble, how small it was, and how it had taken a kind old walrus to show that small had never meant false. Quill the stork, still by the bench, asked the last question of the day. Scout, how will I ever know if two shapes are truly the same shape, even when one's much bigger? Scout pointed at the corners of the shoebox bridge. 2 checks, Scout said. Are all the matching corners equal? And did every length grow or shrink by the very same amount? If yes to both, they're the same shape, similar, however big or small they happen to be. Quill nodded, looking at the tiny bridge that was, in every corner, the great bridge exactly. And as the stork walked home beneath the real arches of the real bridge, Scout's words settled in somewhere quiet and warm, that being small, or being the smallest one in the room, had never once made a thing any less truly completely itself.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Scout Scale. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.